Thank you, Phil. And that was Phil on the recording. Phil is not with us. This show is going to be hosted by me, Margaret Gray. Now, hold on. I have Bud Dickman.
You said Bud Dickman.
I didn't say Bug Dickwith. See what he does?
See, Bud, you're trying. You do that on purpose.
No, I don't.
No, he does this, and he does it on purpose. And it's to ball everything up. The reason why I'm here, folks, Phil is engaged in some other business, but we do want to do a fresh, new, bright, sparkling show for you. And I said, you know, this is a job for Margaret Gray. I'm the one he should call on when he needs something fresh, sparkling, light, and gleeful. Why did you do...
Bud, what are you doing? Break it up.
You belched on purpose, didn't you?
I didn't belch. It was just a fall.
Pardon me, folks. I'm the one Phil should call on. You understand?
Yeah, I got him, Ms. Gray.
All right, no, but I'm asking this one here.
Yes. Yes. All right, Margaret, see, when you play it back to him like that...
All right, I'm sorry. I'm the one Phil should call on when the time comes for him to begin anew. Now, Phil has been on vacation. He is engaged in some work. Hopefully, the work that he's engaged in, I'll be able to announce very shortly, and I will do that with a world exclusive on A Little Bird Told Me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry...
No, Mr. Henry told me I would have the exclusive, so thank you. Excuse me, I almost upchucked again.
What is that, acid reflux?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, but you brought up upchucking.
I brought up upchucking.
You're going to sing a song.
Yes, the reason why I want to kick things off, ladies and gentlemen, and I not only am I going to kick things off, but I'm also going to be the host of the show here today. I want to kick it off with a song. It's a song that I love very dearly, one that I think is so applicable, one that I believe bespeaks Phil's feeling to his audience and, hopefully, his audience to he. And it goes something like this. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But for now, you better go away. Do, 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 do. I wish you bluebirds in the spring. Da, da, do, do, do. But
most of all, it falls.
Well, that didn't work.
Why don't you just keep going?
Well, we need the lyrics, obviously.
What about the improvisational lyrics you've been promising for weeks now?
Like you look forward to it.
Yeah, but a lot of people just really expect it.
All right, here it is, improvisational lyrics. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But for now, you go away. I'll call you when I'm good and ready.
Yeah.
I wish you bluebirds in the spring. What are you looking at?
Well, you did that.
I know what I did. A lousy climate to make you sing, but most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Yeah.
And when July is in the air, and you are in the air.
What's so funny?
Nothing. I was thinking about Frank the last time that I sang that to him, and I said, and when July, and when you are in the air.
Oh, he was on that flight to San Francisco.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, they had a forced landing.
There was a forced landing. Everyone was all right. There was some engine trouble, but they forced landed up there near Haynes Ranch.
That's not the... Oh, God. That's the best onion ring.
Yes, I know. They've got wonderful onion ring up there, but... So they forced landed on the field there at Haynes Ranch. Frank went in and had the blooming onion.
Still rather emotional, isn't it?
It's still very emotional, yes.
All right, well, folks, this is General Galen Shaw.
Wait a minute. And now here's General Galen Shaw.
Excuse me. Thank you, Margaret. This is General Galen Shaw. And we have with us a rather formidable stack of, well, I should say these are favorite moments that people have of different shows. Now, as you know, on our fan page, Phil Henry Fans, that's PHANS, because that's the way Phil screwed that one up. We have three, well, what did we do?
I'll do it. Thank you, General. There were three people featured.
All right, Margaret.
There were three people featured, and we asked you your favorite moments of each. And, they were Steve Bozell, we have Ted Bell, and we have Bobby Dooley. And I thought I would not only read some of these, but also have Steven on the line, Bobby on the line, as well as Ted on the line. I think it would be fun.
Well, I got Steve Bozell on the phone right now.
Steve is in Corona, California. Steve, thank you for joining us. It's good to have you. Well, it's good for you to be with us, I think is probably the way to put it. And it's equally good for you.
It's good for me to be here.
It's healthy for you to be here, isn't it?
It is. I need this.
How do you say you need it?
I need the cathartic the cathartic experience of hearing some of these.
Well, they're not that bad. These are favorite moments, Steve, that people had remembering that, remembering what you done.
That you did.
Yes, that you did.
Yeah, that things in my life that got broadcast all over Henry's show.
All over Phil's show, yes. Now, these are on, ladies and gentlemen, the fan page. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. That's PHANS. I don't know. Is it ongoing, General?
Well, I think these have been, you can still comment, but I don't think Phil's encouraging people to comment.
Yeah, you can still go over there and comment if you want to, but Phil's not encouraging it.
Yeah, which is what I just said.
All right. Nonetheless.
You guys can argue about that if you want. I got something I got
to
do.
No. Stay with us because we're about ready to do this. So I'm going to read some of these, Steve, and you give me some of your memories.
All right.
Here's one from Peter Miller suing his wife because she took the $6 grand or the $6,000 that he gave her to get a really nice...
To get a really nice pair installed.
That's right.
And instead she bought jewelry. And I also was going to sue God. And I know that because that's how it came down. That's how people made it come down through the years. And that's not what happened.
All right, what happened?
What happened was I gave my wife $6,000 to have boob...
Now, you've got a hard time saying the word breast and boob, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I gave my wife $6,000 to have the boob.
To have the boob enhanced.
Yeah, to have not just one.
Both of them.
Yeah, to have both of the...
boobs.
Enhanced. I turn around, and what does she do? She bought jewelry, she bought necklaces, she bought a diamond wristwatch, she bought all this, and... I felt as if someone had come up and just kicked me as hard as they could between my legs. You understand?
Now, why would that make you feel like that?
I mean, you got to be kidding me. You've never...
No, I've never... I'm quite happy with my wife. Doesn't make me a perfect guy.
What would you do if Patsy said, you know what, I'd like to have breast enhancement?
I'd say go for it.
And you'd be able to afford it?
Now, that's a whole different... You're telling me I got to pay for it?
Well, who's going to pay for it?
Well, then I'd have to discuss it with her, I suppose, yes. That'd be fine.
All right, so it ain't anything you're going to say no to.
No, it's nothing I'm going to say no to, but, once your wife makes the decision, you gave her the money.
I gave her the money.
With the understanding.
With the understanding, yeah.
That there would be a boob enhancement of some kind.
Yeah, that was the understanding.
Yeah, the understanding was there would be the enhancement. That's as far as I can go.
Meaning a breast enhancement.
Yeah. And that was by given understanding. Now she comes home, she's got two gigantic earrings... And when I looked at these, they were baubles, and they were dangling down. And I said, now you got two things that dangle. I said, I've got that. And I'm trying to make a joke, and, I went, ha, ha, ha. She didn't laugh at all. She's looking at herself in the mirror.
What did you, when you said you've got that, you're talking, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that wasn't funny.
Yeah, it didn't sound.
Didn't strike me as funny that she would think it's funny.
All right, so it wasn't funny. Okay, and.
Steve, I'm not trying to get you upset.
No, you're not, but. By the same token, yeah, you are.
No, why are you saying that?
Because you won't let me get to the point of the thing that I got to say.
All right, so you gave her $6,000 for the breast enhancement that she did not get.
That's correct. Oh, God, I'm tired out.
Take your time. Just take a deep breath.
Get something to... Do you have water there?
I do. Hold on. Honey, can I... I'm talking about your... I'm talking about your... Yeah, I'm talking about the enhancement that you didn't have done. What do you mean, yes, you did? I don't notice. Oh, God, she threw something at me.
Well, why was that?
She said you did have them enhanced. I can't. Okay, if you got them enhanced.
Well, look, if a woman has her breasts enhanced, you can't tell.
I can't tell from here, though.
What do you mean from there?
All right, honey, get it? Well, you had them enhanced. To what width? And now she's walking away laughing at me.
Well, I would love to talk to her and find out...
You want to go on with Margaret Gray? You want to go on with Mark? She doesn't want.
All right. Well, at some point, I'd love to talk to her and find out. So anyway, she did take some, but she didn't take that money to have them enhanced.
No, she did not. And that's when I said, okay, you did not get them enhanced at the request of your husband. I gave you $6,000. You went out, you bought two earrings that looked like, and I took that as a commentary on my manhood because both earrings looked as if they were, dangling down.
Are you trying to say what? You thought that looked like testicles?
I thought that was the commentary, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ms. Gray...
That is fine. If that's where you want to go with that. The point that I'm trying to make, or what we're trying to find out, is what ensued that caused you to sue God?
Yeah, there's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I sue God? Why not? Because when I gave my wife $6,000 to have them enhanced, and she refused, I prayed to God, why did you... You made me love a woman that has, billiards on a BB on a billiard table.
BBs on a billiard table, huh? Oh my God, she's not that bad.
Well, I said you made me fall in love with her, and then I give her $6,000 to get the enhancement, and I wanted to get them installed at a reasonable rate, and there were two doctors I understand that were willing to do it at the rate that I requested.
Well, what are you talking about, man? It sounds like you're trying to put a garbage disposal in.
Garbage disposal.
All right. If that's the way you want to look at my wife.
That's the way you look at your wife, man. So you paid $6,000 to have her get her breasts enhanced.
Yeah, and she didn't do it. And so I went ahead and I filed suit against her as well because she didn't do what I asked her to do and against God. And now everybody...
Look at Bozell. Understand something. Suing God, you know, you're a weird man. We all know this. But for you to sue God, that takes you to a whole new level of way out there. You understand?
No, I don't think so, because please listen to the reasoning. I sued God because he made me fall in love with a woman that's got a tiny pair. And then when I asked her to go get them bigger, she, you know, that's why I'm suing God.
So you're suing God because he just threw a whole lot of roadblocks in the way of your enjoyment of your wife's body.
Yeah, and for people to laugh at that.
Well, who are you going to sue? You sue God, and you sue in, like, who, what?
Yeah, you're going to go to the office of God?
What do you mean, the office of God?
Well, who are you suing specifically when you sue God?
When you sue God, you're filing a lawsuit in the Superior Court of the state of Southern California.
What do you mean, the state of Southern California?
I mean, of Southern California. And and God is promising to appear. He's not promising to appear. What you're basically saying, I'm suing God, and if it holds, and I win...
That means that God has to somehow provide damages, and the court would have to determine what those would be and whether or not those were actually apportioned.
Yeah, and that means that I have, at that point then, some control over God, which I didn't know, but that's what my attorney explained to me, and that's why I thought it was worth a shot.
So you want to get? You want to be God, is that it?
No, I didn't want to be God, but I want to have control over God.
You know, Steve, it's hard for me to imagine that you ever believed any of this was really going to happen.
When Dolores Blazingame laid it out to me, no. I didn't believe that it was going to happen.
Right there is Dolores Blazingame.
You know, this is the woman that's been taking your money.
No, I didn't believe that it was going to happen the way you people are saying. What I believed was is that a precedent would be established. You say he sued God, he won.
Yeah, Bozell, as the years go by and you take a look at these Jack Paul things you did, you must realize, man, where was I? You know, what planet, what solar system?
No. I stand by everything I've done. It's just that in the time since then, it's gotten, Henry got a hold of all of it.
Well, you know, that's your problem, man, with bringing this stuff to the Phil Henry Show.
Well, you guys put me on the air and they allowed me to express myself, and now I realize where I was. You can laugh at me.
Well, of course, Steve, it was to laugh at you. What did you think, that Phil had some serious interest in your legal problems?
I thought that Mr. Henry, well, he did. He gave me a voice.
Yeah, he gave you a voice, and everybody laughed at it. Oh, God, Bozell, you know, you really got to learn a lesson, and that is the following thing. When your name is Steve Bozell, and you want to sue somebody, stay away from the Phil Henry Show.
Well, G. Gordon Liddy, I know.
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy, he did for... Jeez.
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy what?
G. Gordon Liddy thought that... He thought you were nuts. I guess he's right.
Yeah, well...
All right, Stephen, thank you very much. Steve Bozell, who sued his wife and God, because when he gave her $6,000 to have her breasts enhanced, she didn't. She went out and bought jewelry, two items of which were earrings that resembled testicles, and he thought she wore those because they dangled and banged against... I don't know.
Yeah.
And you thought that was a comment on your...
Yeah, your ball size.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Once again, tricking me.
I didn't trick you at all. You knew where you were coming on to talk about these very things that we were talking about.
Yeah, but I didn't know you'd be talking about them.
The way we talked about them.
Yeah.
All right, Steven, thank you. Here's a song I want to do. I want to dedicate this, by the way, to Felicia Wilson and her husband, Ralph. And I think you know what I'm talking about, guys. Oh, you're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love. What the hell is this, bud?
That you're having a baby.
But I'm hearing singing.
Well, just background.
No, get that garbage out of here. I don't sing karaoke when they have the garbage.
Margaret, what do you call the garbage?
Some slob singing behind me. I don't need it. I don't want it. Again, here is a song for, It doesn't matter. Here is a song to two people I know that are having a baby, or so they say.
What is that supposed to mean?
2, 3, 4, and... You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. I can still hear these slobs. You're having my baby.
The only recording I can find.
What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me.
Yeah, I want to spend more of your money.
Kill it. You said something?
No, I just said what a lovely way of saying.
Yeah, you want to spend more of my money.
Yeah.
Would you please refrain?
Come on, Joe. Jesus, a guy can't have any laughs with you, Margaret.
Hey, don't worry about it. You ask Frank if I'm a girl that doesn't like to have laughs. You just ask Frank. You ask Frank.
Hey, Frank, I got him on the phone right now.
Hang the phone up. Talk to him later. Start the song again, please, and if I hear any more interruptions, death follows swiftly. I'm Margaret Gray.
And here's Margaret now to sing this again.
You're having the baby.
You're having the baby.
You're having a baby.
Oh, you're having my...
Yeah, you're having my baby.
Stop the music for... Just stop it for a moment. Robert, I know what you meant, but I think people are...
You're having my baby, the song by Paul Anka.
Thank you.
What do you say that for?
I wanted to clarify. Go ahead, hit it. 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 2, 3. Yeah.
Nice countdown.
I'm ignoring you. Do you notice how I'm ignoring you?
Ignoring me?
Stop it. What did you say?
You just said I was ignoring you.
How dare you?
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything, but
That's what I heard you say.
Come on, Hans, don't even offend me. He said ignore.
Thank you. Who's he?
You?
You know what? Just because Frank makes that mistake... Start it all over again before I commit murder, and I sandbag these doors and start throwing the body parts out. I'm Margaret Gray.
God damn, man. And I did 2 tours in the dam.
Remember that, homeboy.
Now you're Margaret Gray, you're having a baby.
You're having my baby is what it's called.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Yeah.
You're having my baby.
Baby.
What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. It's glowing. I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy. No, whoa, 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 wing. You're having my baby.
All right, I'm bored with that. I'm Margaret Gray, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back.
That's on.
I'm bored to tears with it.
History shows at a million things, and the Godzilla's there. He is the kings of the lizards. Hi, this is Chip Barkley for Chip Barkley's Barkley Chip Loungers. Those are made out of lizard skin, not the Barkley's Lounger, not the famous one. Chip Barkley's Chip Loungers, made of lizard skin, made of Godzilla, or we like to think so anyway. You know what Blue Oyster Cult used to say? Well, something about the Reaper and not fearing it. Friend, you better fear the Reaper if you don't have one of our Barkley Chip Barkley Chaise Lounge. That is the Barkley Lounge with the chip in it. The Barkley Lounge with the chip in it. To remind of just who's sitting in it, and to like it or not. Who's sitting in me? Mr. Barkley. Well, be thankful it's not Godzilla. Chip Barkley's lizard skin chip loungers made out of lizard skin or Godzilla. Take your choice at Barkley's.
Every morning, I want my family to have the very best. And that's why I pick up Choiselmade. Choiselmade is a juice and a brine. It's made from a kind of cactus, as well as a fruit juice from the beautiful gardens of Mother Nature. Made from juices, both fermented and not, and from the psychedelic properties of the peyote itself. This is the juice of a lifetime. We juice in our family, do you? I want my kids to have the best. That's their father.
Pick up a gallon today at Roygabee's in the Spruce Mall.
Now back to Margaret Gray, filling in a Phil Henry show.
Yeah, here's Margaret Gray now with Green Tambourine.
Thank you. This is one for my ute.
Do, 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 do. Ooh, do, do, do. Ooh.
drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man fill his pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 play. God!
Ah! What the hell did you do, bud?
Try to do the psychedelic effect.
Yeah.
Miss Gray, you all right?
What the hell did you do, bud?
I did the psychedelic part.
What are you doing now? You're morphing into Mr. X?
Did you... What are you doing, bud? Are you trying to get me to kill you with my bare hands? Is that what you want? Is that your dream come true, huh? Do you want me to take my hands? These hands that have raised a child. These hands that have held sheet music written by some of the most brilliant people in the world. These hands, well...
Yeah.
What's that mean? Yeah.
Hey, break it up, will you?
You got a fight coming. It's coming today.
Yeah, okay, Wyatt.
Well, what do you want to do?
I want to start this turd all over again, and I don't need him to help me out with it. Thank you very, very much.
Now here's...
I said I don't need any help. This is one that I used to sing on the streets of San Francisco when I was... Well, not really, but...
Yeah, you wish.
I wish? No, I never wished for, nor would I ever wish for, gonorrhea.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man fill his pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything.
Now don't do it, bud.
Play, 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 play.
I'm doing it.
My green tambourine.
But
watch the jingle jangle start to chime.
Yeah.
Reflections of the music, what is mine?
Yeah.
When you drop the coin and you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I
play, 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 play.
Yeah. My green tambourine.
Now what is this song supposed to be?
What is that supposed to mean? What is, you're right in the middle of it.
It's a song about some guy panhandling. Oh, it's about panhandling.
No, it is not about panhandling.
Well, it's great. It seems pretty up.
Why do you have to turn everything? Why do you have to make everything ugly? Why do you make this world lousy, General?
Drop a dime before I walk away. Yeah, I'll drop a dime. Any song you want, I'll gladly play.
Money feeds my music machine.
Now listen while I play, 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 play,
play. Ah, my ears.
My green tambourine.
Listen while I play, 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 play.
Don't carve it an ass, General.
Listen while I play, 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 play.
It's no wonder kids are screwed up.
I'll do reverb.
That's the feedback, not reverb.
Oh, damn, man.
Lame.
Jericho Shorts and Hats. For the 15th year, Jericho's is sponsoring the Jericho Shorts and Hats Ball Toss. Jericho's Shorts and Hats. For the 15th straight year, Jericho's is sponsoring the International Ball Toss Competition. Walking down the street, Jericho's Shorts and Hats bring you this portion of the Phil Hendry Show. If you're looking for a hat and a pair of shorts, and that's all you want to wear, come to Jericho's Hats and Shorts, Pacific Coast Highway, sponsoring this segment of the Phil Hendry Show. And now the segment that it was sponsoring is over. We're not sponsoring that segment anymore. Jericho's Shorts and Hats. Hats and shorts. All you want to wear, come to Jericho's.
Jericho's Hats and Shorts, Pacific Coast Highway. Jago.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
We'll see you tomorrow. Phil will be back tomorrow. Now let's listen to Margaret do another...
Don't worry about it. People love this. This is why people tune in to listen to me.
Start.
Take it off.
It's not take it off. And if you sing that,
talking away.
That's too early.
Don't do that in my ear. Turn it off. Don't do that in my ear, bud.
What'd he do?
He goes, talking too early. Yeah, he did, bud. Cut it out.
You cut it out, man.
Stop.
We're supposed to be closing out the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for... I'll do it. Thank you for tuning in. World Famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One, I'd like to close the show with a classic from the 80s. The Swedish, Norwegian, I don't know. The group Aha, or Awa, or Ha 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 Ha. And take it off, or take on...
No, take on me.
Take on me.
Turn it off, for Christ. What are you trying to do?
Sorry.
Mom, it's great. I gotta pick it up.
Is my to find you?
You blew our eardrums out, you ass.
Sorry. I'll do it.
Take on me, Robert.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
Say, our odds and ends are like beads stolen away. Slowly learning that life is okay, and say after me, it'd still be greater to be safe than sorry.
Take on me. Take on me.
Drums up, but that's why I can't.
Yeah. For just to play my worries away. You're all of the things I've got to remember. You shying away. I'll be coming at you boy, anyway. Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on.
Take on me.
I'll be not say, but I knew a couple of gals when you said take on me, they took that literally. Oh my God.